1-800-259-9231, SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Last hour, we spent a little bit of time talking about the FCC and how it is that they are effectively crushing the radio industry with their regulations. Many in the industry believe that the FCC protects them from unlicensed competitors when, in fact, it's really the FCC and all of its regulations that are slowly but surely strangling the industry to death with its awful tentacles that it's managed to get into so many different areas of the business. So that was one point, and it ties right into this story from ArsTechnica.com about the Internet and regulation thereof. Thank goodness we don't have that yet in this country. This isn't, it's not yet gotten to the point of Red China or Australia, where in China they have internet filters on every internet service provider's connection, cutting out things like pictures of the Tiananmen Square massacre, other things the Chinese government just doesn't want its people to see. You also have the Australian government that is now mandating that all internet service providers provide clean internet access to their customers unless requested otherwise. So if you want to have unfiltered access, you have to opt in, if you will. You have to or opt out of the government mandate and opt into some sort of unfiltered access level. So these are the points at which governments around the world have started to take control of the internet. They have gotten their feet wet, if you will. In the United States, in America, we've been fortunate so far that the government people here have yet to really figure out how to effectively regulate the internet. They have passed some legislation affecting pornography and the reporting requirements. They have now also, thank you for bringing that up, right, they banned gambling, internet gambling last year, which was a huge thing. So I guess the U.S. government has gotten its feet wet in regulating the internet, at least as far as standard vice is concerned, right? They're attacking the normal areas where they can easily get away with gambling and sex. Well, if the people that were pulled by Zogby International, according to ArsTechnica.com, get their way, then the federal government's going to be getting a whole lot more restrictive. The results come from a new poll on internet attitudes done by 463 Communications and Zogby International. The poll reveals that three-quarters of those who are over 70 support government regulation or a rating system for online video.
Well, the people over 70 shouldn't be telling those of us who actually use the Internet how, you know, why, what it is that we should be dealing with here. I mean, that's crazy.
That number decreases sharply as the age range decreases, but more than half of all Americans thought that the government should be involved in at least some form of Internet video monitoring.
Well, if you took the 70-year-olds out, it would be less than half. Unfortunately, 70-year-olds vote every single time.
That's true. This is the sort of finding that feels like a stake through the heart to libertarians. Writing at the Tech Liberation Front, Adam Therrier of the Progress and Freedom Foundation argued that policymakers will eventually jump on the lightly regulated internet and start gorging their regulatory appetites, saying to themselves, we must grow regulation. We must expand the tentacles of the regulatory state to include all those new technologies of freedom. We cannot let people think and act for themselves. In case it wasn't clear from the quote, Therrier considers this a bad thing. Certainly, there's reason to think that such a scenario will eventually play out in Washington. The FCC is currently trying to decide if it can come up with a working definition for violent content in order to regulate it on both broadcast television and even cable. Sexual content and language are already regulated by the agency, and as the Internet becomes an increasingly capable substitute for or complement to television, calls for ratings and regulation will no doubt arise. Such calls have been resisted successfully by video game makers who've used a voluntary rating system
barely by the hair of their chinny-chin-chin
to head off increased government controls. But Internet video is already coming under attack around the world, and it does raise some provocative questions for society. Should user-generated content sites, for instance, block the viewing of clips of vandalism or violence? UK school officials are already trying to address the issue after vandals began posting their work on YouTube. And then there are privacy concerns.
Work.
Few broadcast networks in at least the U.S. would show a video of a couple cavorting in the ocean, but a clip of a Brazilian model having sex on the beach with her boyfriend was widely available through YouTube. The case even prompted a Brazilian ban on the website for some time. How these issues will play out in the United States is anyone's guess, but at some point, talk of regulation and ratings will probably enter the picture. When that happens, it appears a sizable number of Americans will support it. Pretty disturbing trend that Americans have been conditioned so effectively by this government to think that they can't handle. Maybe they don't believe it about themselves, but the
right.
next door neighbor.
The next guy can't handle
right.
it.
Right. The neighbor can't handle policing his kids as far as what it is they can and can't consume when it comes to the radio and the television. So they believe that that's also that needs to be the case for the Internet, that we need mommy government to step in and say, yes, you can watch this, or no, that's only for big people. You can't see that without, you know, some sort of age verification system. And I think it's sad.
I would concur with you that it's sad. There's, you know, it doesn't make any sense. The government's going to fail at this.
They will fail. Yes.
Absolutely fail. Sure, they shut down. You know, they regulate YouTube. I was hearing a news segment today on the radio where people were extolling MySpace for the great job they've done of limiting people's access to pedophiles and kids or whatever the hell it is that MySpace is doing.
Well, 49, I heard that story too, and it said 49 state attorneys general were coming down hard on MySpace and basically coercing them into doing this.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. But look, MySpace is yesterday's news at this point.
That's true.
The cool kids, the hip kids, the hip pedophiles, they are off on some other website that you and I have never heard. You've heard of it. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, because I'm tied in with the pedophiles.
Well, you just, I'm not saying you're tied in with the pedophiles. I'm simply saying that you're on the Internet more than I am, and you likely know whatever that site is.
The trends move faster than the government can keep up with.
Right, and that's what's going to happen with YouTube. Sure, they'll regulate YouTube, but somebody will come out with a new site just like YouTube
right.
that's unregulated. And then what are they going to do?
They already have competing
sites. People are gambling
sites.
Online in the United States right now, and it's illegal.
They already have competing sites to YouTube. So I think you're right, Mark. If these government internet video regulations do come to pass, they probably will be targeting the most popular sites. And that's unfortunate because YouTube is a great product. It
mm-hmm.
really is. And they're going to end up paying the price by having to implement whatever just absurd and unnecessary regulatory system that the government mandates that they put on their website, and that is going to drive business elsewhere and dry up YouTube's user base, and that's just it's an unnecessary tragedy, and I hope it doesn't happen. I hope Google, the owner of YouTube, fights tooth and nail to keep their site as free as it possibly can be. And I'd like to point
Google's
out,
powerful.
Well, I'd like to point out that the marketplace is already handling much of this. As far as explicit sexual content is concerned, YouTube doesn't allow that.
Well, you have to get it. I don't know what they allow and what they don't, but I know that you have to have a YouTube account if you want to see stuff that's of some kind of PG-13 and above.
True, there
if
are.
If you want to see girls kissing, you have to have a YouTube account.
That's true. There are three types of video, I guess you can classify for YouTube. One is viewable by everybody without logging into the site. Two is you certify that you're an adult by creating an account and clicking a button to claim that you're an adult. Therefore, you can see perhaps some of the more violent or somewhat more explicit, like you say, girls kissing, maybe touching each other. But then there's a third level, which you never see on YouTube, which is real explicit. You know, anything that involves nudity, anything that involves sexual content, anything that you wouldn't see on cable television, YouTube's not allowing on their website either. And you could go, Mark, and start a YouTube account and upload porn to YouTube if you wanted to.
But it's not going to stay there long.
But it won't stay there long because as soon as somebody sees it, they flag it. YouTube spots the flag. They go and investigate it. If it doesn't meet their terms and conditions, they take it down off the site. So the site's already very, very good at controlling its own content, despite the millions of people that are using it and uploading videos at any given moment in time. So let's let the marketplace handle it. It's doing a fine job so far.
Well, one of the reasons I suspect that YouTube regulates itself is the threat of government coming in. And you know.
No, I think it's because it doesn't want that user base on its website. That's all. It doesn't want to be known as the porn tube. It's allowing
it
the porn
be.
Industry to do that. More on the way. You can take control. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Should we regulate the Internet? Or the
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you will know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
1-800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Sam in Texas. Sam on the amp line. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind, sir?
I have a hypothetical situation I want to run by you both and get your opinion. Let's say I have the chance to take on a fat government contract filming Homeland Security's internal news show. Okay, so not only would this give me really great insights into how they work, but it would also, you know, it's a fat government contract. I could make as much as $5 million a year doing this work. But because it's Homeland Security, you know, there's a privacy aspect to it. They want to look into my background and my family.
Right.
And I don't like that because I am a privacy advocate. So, you know, I think about this, and it's, I could take that $5 million, turn it around, fund, you know, We the People, FTL, Downsides DC. We could hire a bank of liberty attorneys to just defend people that want to use them. And so, but it's hard to become part of the problem in order to fund the solution. So well, do the ends justify the means?
Let me go first. In this, I would say if you're talking about a contract of that size, and I don't know how long you have to work for that amount of money, but it seems like you'd probably be in contract with them for a while. You're opting for that kind of privacy invasion. They're not doing it, they're not just doing it for no reason at all, which is really the kind of privacy that you advocate. You advocate that people that, you know, deserve to keep their privacy should be able to keep their privacy.
That's true, Mark, but it's more of a principles issue. Am I bending my own principles in order to accept this contract?
Well, your principle is that you believe that people that haven't, you know, have no interaction with the government or have small interaction with the government deserve to have their privacy from a constitutional standpoint. Entering into a contract with the government.
Well, no, there are other principles in play here. The principle I think that you might be most concerned about, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, is the one that involves taking stolen money.
Well, yeah, and just the fact that I'm becoming part of what's wrong with government in the first place. If that makes sense.
There are different ways that you can look at this, and I definitely understand where you're coming from. I think that, for instance, when I was less principled, less knowledgeable about the movement of the Liberty Movement, when I was in college, I took a government scholarship to go to community college because I got above a 3.0 when I was in government high school, and as a result, the state government was willing to the taxpayers were going to foot the bill to send me to community college.
Yeah, and I took student loans.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a loan. It was just they were just paying
free
for my
money.
College. And so I took that. And one could say that, well, you've paid into the system. They've stolen a bunch of your money. So therefore, you should, if you have the opportunity to take some of it back without too many strings attached, then there's not really anything wrong with that. Though it's probably not the case that you've paid $5 million to the government. So therefore, you would be taking back more than they had stolen from you. So you could look at it from, well, you know, the money's there. They're going to hire somebody. They might as well hire me so I can take some of that money and put it to a good excuse. I can think of ways to rationalize this. It's just I guess the question is, can you work for the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, that's just it. I hire people to do it, and I keep my interaction to a minimum. But I think it would show me some great things about how they work and help me understand you know, how to eventually be their undoing.
I can understand and agree, and I would not call you any less libertarian for doing that, because there are some people within the Liberty Movement who believe it's part of their calling. You know, what I'm doing is I'm getting on the radio every night talking about freedom and the issues, but some people believe it's their job and their role to infiltrate the system. I don't know how effective of a method that is, but some people certainly believe in it, and they want to go in there and they want to take up some of these jobs in the bureaucracies, so
yeah.
I guess less desirable people can't get them, and I understand that, and I certainly would rather deal with a libertarian behind the desk of a bureaucracy than some authoritarian nut job. So, again, I would never jump down someone's throat. It's not the right path for me, But someone has asked me the question, well, you know, what if the ONDCP, the National Drug Control People, that particular bureaucracy, what if the drug policy guys, what if the anti-drug people came in and wanted to buy some spots on your show? Would you take the money?
I've actually asked this question to you.
Right. And I thought, well, I don't think I would want to do live reads for them, but would I take money for a 30-second spot? Sure. I'd take that money, and I'd probably put another spot right on the outside of it that that discounted it in some way.
It's kind of like taking money from the white supremacists that donated to Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, look, I can turn this around and promote the message of liberty.
You could certainly put it that way. But then again, one might also make the counter argument that, well, once you start getting used to taking money from the white supremacists or the government in this case, then inevitably they're going to start asking for a little bit more, and you're going to take it because you're used to it, and before you know it, you've thrown your principles out the window.
You have to give it all away, I think.
That's why you have to give away all the money, you said?
Yeah, so that you're not actually taking it and getting comfortable with it. It's actually going to promote liberty and not to me personally.
So is this a real offer that you've got on the table, or was it just a hypothetical?
Hypothetical.
Yeah. I was going to say, if they've seen any of your work, they wouldn't want to have anything to do
exactly.
with you.
Exactly. But I bring it up for a reason.
Very good. Sam, by the way, is doing some great video work. You've got the Barry Cooper video online. Has that been getting some views? Has that been getting promoted anywhere?
Yeah, it's about 1,000. It didn't go viral. I wish I would have, you know, had everything ready to put it out that night, and it would have been nice to have a second camera further back that could have caught the whole event.
Mm.
So there's some things I've learned from it, but I thought it was pretty good.
So if you want to see Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com encountering John McCain in the elevator where the Liberty Forum was taking place at that hotel, Sam's got it on his YouTube account, which is YouTube/obscuredtruth, correct?
Correct.
All right, very good, Sam. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I think sometimes leaders lead from behind by empowering others.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Would love to hear your thoughts on Sam's hypothetical, because I think we covered several of the bases, the pro and the con. Really, it's a personal issue that you just have to decide for yourself.
Yeah, I think that's mostly what it is, that it's a personal issue.
Yeah, I won't think badly of somebody that's working for the government. I understand that some people feel that's something that they should be doing. And if that's what they feel like they should be doing, who am I to question that?
Yeah, I can sound vitriolic at times about it, but, you know, other times I sit back and I think, and I would rather have a libertarian sitting across the desk at whatever ex-bureaucracy than somebody else.
A libertarian is certainly going to be more understanding when we finally eliminate their bureaucracy. So would love to hear from you, though. Did we miss any points on that? 1-800-259-9231. Do you want to school us, take us to task for possibly even encouraging someone to take a government job or a government contract? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Would love to hear from you. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Out.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. 2/3 of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When you hear smooth sailing, you feel ocean breezes, see palm trees, and taste coconut rum. The picture of summer, right? Maybe, but old man winter's got another version. When I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
Summer sailings on water, but winter's versions on ice. You know the feeling. The rubber's on the road where it belongs, and suddenly your south has headed north. Ice sailing. Here's what to do. Take your foot off the gas and put your hands on the steering wheel at 9 3 o'clock. Gradually apply brakes and turn the wheel in the direction of the slide. And next time you head through the Crystal City, slow down. It takes 4 to 10 times as long to stop on ice. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
That is, if you'd like to bring up whatever is on your mind, 800-259-9231, or comment on one of the things we've been talking about so far tonight, or comment on a show from last week. Whatever you want to do goes. 800-259-9231.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231, our website, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, you name it. We've got it, and it's all for free at BBS. Or excuse me, that's not where I'm directing you. I want you to go to freetalklive.com. We'll tell you about the BBS later. Again, the live streams are at freetalklive.com. Okay, so we were just talking about people accepting libertarians, people that believe in freedom and want to get the government generally out of their lives, the quandary that some of them might face if they come up against the offer of a government contract, or perhaps looking at getting a government job. How should a libertarian respond to that? Well, individually, of course. There shouldn't be any guiding principle here. I think that each libertarian, each individual has to look at their individual circumstances, what they want for their life, what they consider to be crossing the line and not, and make the decision based on that. If you disagree, I'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, let's continue talking about money, Mark, and how people handle it, or rather, how they could handle it better. What are we going to talk about here?
Well, from the LA Times, it's an opinion piece, and I thought it was pretty cool. Why people believe weird things about money. Evolution accounts for a lot of our strange ideas about finance.
I would have chalked it up to government school and just
of course you would.
Indoctrination of mass ignorance.
Michael Shermer.
We've had on the show, by the way.
Is that
Michael?
Fun? Yeah. Great. Would you rather earn $50,000 a year while other people make $25,000? Listen now. Now you make $50,000, they make $25,000 a year. Or would you rather earn $100,000 a year while other people get $250,000? Assume for the moment the prices of goods and services will stay the same.
$100,000, no doubt.
Sure. Surprisingly, stunningly in fact, research shows that the majority of people select the first option. They would rather make twice as much as the others, even if that meant that earning half as much as they could otherwise have. How irrational is that? The result is one among thousands of experiments in behavioral economics, neuroeconomics, and evolutionary economics conclusively demonstrating that we are every bit as irrational when it comes to making money as we are in most other aspects of our lives. In this case, relative social ranking trumps absolute financial status. Here's a related thought experiment. Would you rather be A or B? A is a waiting line in a movie theater. When he gets to the ticket window, he is told that he's the 100,000th customer of the theater, and he just won $100. $100, excuse me. B is waiting in the line of a different theater. The man in front of him wins $1,000 for being the 1,000,000th customer of the theater. Mr. B wins $150. Amazingly, most people said they would prefer to be A. So A won $100, B won $150, but in the B case, somebody else won more money than they did.
So weird.
I don't know what to tell you. Let's see. In other words, they would rather forego $50 in order to alleviate the feeling of regret that comes with not winning the $1,000.
Wow.
Essentially, they would be willing to pay $50 for regret therapy.
Huh.
Regret falls under a psychological effect known as loss aversion. Research shows that before we risk an investment, we need to feel assured that the potential gain is twice what the possible loss might be, because a loss feels twice as bad as a gain feels.
This is general, right? This is excluding people that are prone to taking risks, right? This is the average person we're talking about.
It's right. It's just a study, and this is what the majority of people came up with.
Okay.
What's weird and irrational, but it's the way it is. Human as it sounds, loss aversion appears to be a trait we've inherited genetically because it is found in other primates, such as capuchin monkeys. They always reference the capuchin monkeys. That and macaques or macaques.
Yeah.
In 2006 experiment, these small primates were given 12 tokens that they were allowed to trade with the experimenters for either apple slices or grapes. In a preliminary trade, the monkeys were given the opportunity to trade tokens with one experimenter for a grape and with another experimenter for apple slices.
Okay.
One capuchin monkey in the experiment, for example, traded 7 tokens for grapes, 5 tokens for apple slices. A baseline like this was established for each monkey so the scientists knew each monkey's preferences. The experimenters then changed the conditions. In a second trial, the monkeys were given additional tokens to trade for food, only to discover that the price of one of the food items had doubled. According to the law of supply and demand, the monkeys should now purchase more of the relatively cheap food and less of the relatively expensive food. Make sense? They've got more tokens, and one of the items has doubled.
Okay.
And that is...
Did they double their amount of tokens, or just we're not saying how many more they got?
They got more, enough to be able to buy the same amount of stuff, so you would know their preferences. And that is precisely what they did. So far, so rational.
So wait, what did they do?
They did what you would have done. They bought the logical thing. They bought the cheap food. But in another trial in which the experimental conditions were manipulated in such a way that the monkeys had a choice of a 50% chance of a bonus 50 50% chance of loss. I keep on saying bonus, and there's no bonus involved in that. So it's either a 50% chance of a bonus or a 50% chance of a loss. The monkeys were twice as averse to the losses as they were motivated by the gain.
Okay, wait, I missed something here. So what was it? If they were purchasing either one of the products, they would have a 50% chance of one or the other?
The
monkeys were buying grapes and the monkeys were buying apples. And you're saying that they introduced a 50% chance into whether or not they would lose
somehow or another.
Again.
Okay. I'll read the whole thing rather than me trying to explain it. So far, so rational. But in another trial in which the experimental conditions were manipulated in such a way that the monkeys had a choice of a 50% chance of a bonus or a 50% chance of a loss, the monkeys were twice as averse to the loss as they were motivated by the gain. So I think that they had they set it up between monkeys, and one of them would give them the chance to get a loss, or no loss, and then another would give them a chance to give a bonus, or no bonus. So that's what they chose through between.
Okay.
Okay. Remarkable. Monkeys show the same sensitivity to changes in supply and demand and prices as people do, as well as displaying one of the most powerful effects in all of human behavior, loss aversion. It is extremely unlikely.
Why would they want to take the 50% chance at a loss? Was it that possible they double, they would get twice as much if they took the risk for the 50% loss?
Perhaps they had, you know, it just went, maybe it was a choice between no loss, no gain, and either a 50% loss or a 50% gain.
Oh, okay, okay. Maybe that makes more sense.
I misunderstood it.
Okay, so they went the safe route when they could possibly lose.
Excellent thinking like a monkey, Ian.
Okay, good.
It is extremely unlikely that this is common, that this is a common trait that would have evolved independently and in parallel between multiple primate species at different times in different places around the world. Instead, there is an early evolutionary origin for such preferences and bias, and these traits evolved into a common ancestor to monkeys, apes, humans, and that was what was passed down through the generations. If there are behavioral analogies between humans and other primates, the underlying brain mechanism driving the choice preferences most certainly dates back to a common ancestor more than 10 million years ago. Think about that. Millions of years ago, the psychology of relative social ranking, supply and demand, and economic loss aversion evolved in the earliest of primate traders.
And we still have it today.
Yep. This this research goes a long way towards debunking one of the biggest myths in all of psychology and economics, known as Homo economics. Onomicus, excuse me. This is the theory that economic man is rational, self-maximizing, and efficient in making choices. But why should this be so? Given the, what we now know about how irrational and emotional people are in other aspects of life, why would we suddenly become rational and logical when shopping or investing? Consider one more experimental example to prove the point. The ultimatum game. If you're given $100 to split between yourself and your game partner, whatever division of money you propose, if your partner accepts it, you get to keep your share. If, however, your partner rejects it, neither of you get any money.
We'll get into that here in moments. 800-259-9231. Risk aversion has been bred into us for millions of years. Very interesting. We'll come back with more. You can take control, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. freetalklive.com is the place to go. Features are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and purchase my house. The price has been reduced yet again, now asking only $144,900. Nice 3-2 minutes away from the beach in sunny, beautiful Sarasota, Florida. That's less than the price I paid for my house, Mark.
I'm not saying it's not a good deal. It
less than the price
tickles
I paid.
The crap out of me every time I hear it.
Less than the price I paid for it, and doesn't include the tremendous amount of money that I put into upgrades and remodeling, and you're really going to get a hell of a deal. House.freetalklive.com to learn more, see pictures, and get in touch with a realtor. House.freetalklive.com. And sound money's under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. Now, Mark, we're talking about why it is that people, in many cases, are just not so great with money. And Michael Shermer from Skeptic, I believe from Skeptic Magazine, is going into some of the real historical, very interesting
sort of evolutionary.
Yeah, evolutionary reasons for this. It goes all the way back to chimpanzees and monkeys as to why we are so risk averse. They've done some very interesting studies that have pointed these things out, and basically, I mean, there's a reason to be risk-averse. You don't want to die. I mean, in general, you don't want to take certain risks that will result in you losing your life. Similarly, you don't want to take risks that will result in you losing your wealth. So it's understandable, but it's sort of it is manifested
in today's world where you don't die from a small financial loss. It doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah, it has manifested in some very interesting ways.
I'd like to correct something you said. You said it goes back to chimpanzees and other types of monkeys, and it doesn't go back to them because they are not our ancestors in an evolutionary sense.
They're not. I've seen the little graphic where it shows the monkey growing into the man. Is that not?
That's not exactly right.
Not right.
The idea is that great apes like the chimpanzee has a common ancestor with man. Not that in fact man evolved from chimpanzees. You get it?
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. So it was some
sort of it doesn't go back.
Some sort of ape-like predecessor.
Critter, right. But they did do experiments on chimpanzees and these other types of monkeys.
Okay.
I can't remember.
And there was one more experiment you were going to share with us, right?
Yeah, this one's great. Okay, let me reread for those that are tuning in for the first time. Consider one more experimental example to prove the point. The ultimatum game. You're given a $100 to split between yourself and your partner. Whatever the division of money you propose, if your partner accepts it, you get to keep your share. If, however, your partner rejects it, neither of you gets any money at all.
Okay. I split a 50-50.
That's your choice. What if I am your partner and I say, yeah, I'm not going to accept 50-50?
So then we'd both be out of the money, right?
Okay.
Okay.
No, all right. Just see how it goes, though? I mean, but if you would have... let me read on. How much should you offer? Why not suggest a 90-10 split? If your game partner is rational, self-interested, and a money maximizer, the very embodiment of homo economicus, he isn't going to turn down a free $10, is he? Well, research shows that the proposals that offer much less than a 70-30 split are usually rejected.
Hmm.
And in the same way, what if I'm just I want more of that $100?
Because he feels insulted.
I want 60%, and you don't get to have your $40 unless I get 60, pal.
Because he feels insulted. The reason why he wouldn't take the $10 offer is because, well, that's not fair. The other guy's getting 90, so I could understand why someone would turn that down.
Why? Because they aren't fair. Says who? Says the moral emotion of reciprocal altruism, which evolved over the Paleolithic eons, as though they know, to demand fairness on the part of our potential exchange partners. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. Only works if I know you will respond with something approaching parity. The moral sense of fairness is hardwired into our brains and is an emotion shared by most people and primates tested for it, including
sure.
People from non-Western cultures and those living close to how our Paleolithic ancestors lived.
Makes sense. I mean, if you're going to scratch someone's back, you do want them to reciprocate, because there's something to be said for giving to others, right? To just give them, scratch their back without necessarily expecting something in return. There's something to be said for that. It's very nice. It's a nice thing to do, and mm-hmm. will certainly score you points. But if you don't score points, if there's not any sort of reciprocation down the line, then if you continue to be requesting, if you continue to scratch someone's back per their request, but they never reciprocate, eventually
right.
you're going to be frustrated with that, and you're going to say, screw you, go rub it up against a tree or something like that.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, so that's a reasonable response.
Well, or if you scratch their back more than they scratch yours, I think is what this experiment's about. But that's still not even as accurate, because I expend calories and time scratching your back.
Mm-hmm.
With this $100 example, I think it's really great. It's that, why not take the free $10? But they won't.
Right, and they know what the rules are in advance of experiment.
I believe so. I mean, that's what it says here. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird to me, Ben.
Okay. And his last little line is here. When it comes to money, as in most aspects of life, reason and rationality are trumped by emotions and feelings. Just to give him a little plug, Michael Shermer is the publisher of Skeptic Magazine, a columnist for Scientific American, and the author of The Mind of the Market, Compassionate Apes, Competitive Humans, and Lessons from Evolutionary Economics. That's Mind of the Market.
So basically, if you're taking a risk financially, any sort of a risk, you are going against your evolutionary guidelines.
No, if the risk is, if the reward from the risk is high enough, then
what was it over? It was at least twice the investment, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to double or more
money.
Your investment, then it's no problem taking that risk.
And that's
if it's less than that, then you won't take.
And that's why scammers work so well in the financial industry, is because if they offer big returns, then you're likely to get it. But whereas the returns you can expect to get are somewhere between 10 and 15% from the market.
Whereas if you're being offered let's say you're being offered tripling your money, then that should be something you should consider a serious risk and really
if you're offering,
not do it.
If they're offering you triple your money, do not give them the money.
Right.
I'm not saying that they are a scam artist. I'm saying statistically, they are very likely to be a scam artist.
Yeah.
Or they are likely to be, uninformed about what the risk is, and therefore, it's not that good of a thing. Now, you may triple your money out, in a long-term sense or something like that, but likely if they're talking about triple returns, you really should look deeply and see what the annual returns are. And yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We go into the email box. Question from Jay. He says, I'm interested in your thoughts on the justification for a government that follows. Jay says, we'd most likely agree that an individual cannot grant anything to others that he himself first does not own. So an individual cannot grant authority to enact violence to others if he does not first own that authority himself. But does the individual own the authority to protect himself or act out force against others that acted out on him first?
Well, yes.
Of course. That's not authority. I don't think that, that the concept of authority he's sort of losing here.
Responsibility or freedom.
Right. When you are attacked, when someone attacks you.
But you're an authority on your own freedom.
That much is true.
So, yes, that's authority. That's fine.
Okay. But generally, when you speak of authority, you think of authority over others and
well,
control over others.
He said that it's authority that you have, and that's authority that you have.
So do you have the authority to protect yourself? Of course you do. It's you. He goes on. He says, if he does, then he does have the authority to grant other individuals or organizations the ability to protect him. This is why the only moral grounds for a government are to protect the individual's life and property. It has no moral authority beyond this. Well, okay, I see where he's coming from, and I agree that, yes, if you have the authority to protect yourself, you can indeed grant that to others, like a private company that you would hire to provide you with
or
such a service.
Or cops and the military.
But it's not the same, Mark, because the cops and the military, you have not granted anything to them in any sort of explicit manner. There never was an agreement, there is no social contract, and so therefore there is no transfer of authority. It's all imagined. It's all fantasy. So when you're hiring a company to provide you with protection services, you're very explicitly getting into a very real contract. Whereas when it comes to the government, they don't have your authority. You have not granted it to them unless you've contracted with them, and 99% of us have not done so.
Well, it wouldn't be an issue, the conversation that we're having, it wouldn't be an issue if the cops and the military weren't being used by the people that control them for things other than protecting people. What they're
well,
being
you're
used
right.
for is to, you know, prosecute the drug war and
oh, yeah.
And conflicts
totally.
In
would,
nations
it totally
where we don't have any
be an issue. But it is a huge issue because they are being used for those things, and nobody ever granted them any authority to do anything. Ever. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
It's